And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
There is a new sheriff in town. Well, actually, he is a captain, and his name is Richard Chekoff of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office. We thought it would be good to introduce him to our listeners.
Welcome to Coastside Radio. It's good to have you with us. You're actually coming back to an area that you once served. I know that you are now here in the capacity of the chief of police for Half Moon Bay, and you're actually also involved in the sheriff's department oversight of law enforcement on our coast side. You are actually coming back to an area that you once were serving in. Tell us a little bit about your history in that regard.
So I started my career here at the Half Moon Bay Police Department back in 2000 until 2011, when the city contracted out with the sheriff's office. As a police officer, I began my focus in traffic, and then when the sheriff's office got the contract, they allowed me to continue the focus in traffic while at the same time working in corrections, working in patrol, being part of the major accident investigation team, and being on the motor for several years. When I promoted to sergeant, I worked in corrections again, worked with the training unit, which gave me a great opportunity to interact with other agencies, other stakeholders, gave me some experience in reaching a collaborative consensus. Then after I was promoted to lieutenant, I went back to corrections, which again expanded the collaboration that I was able to do to not just state, local agencies, as well as some NGOs, but also some charitable organizations. Because, you know, there's one thing that we try to do is, the sheriff's been very open about this, is the entire goal of corrections is exactly that, to get people to a place where they can lead a productive, happy life outside of the court system.
Now, with that having been said, from a law enforcement perspective, are there any issues that are particularly unique to the coastside?
I don't know if I would say unique. I would say to varying degrees. Obviously, I think that traffic is more of a concern here, especially because you have limited ways in and out. So that makes it much more important. Beach safety, which now that you mention it, would be particular to the coast. I doubt Redwood City has much of a problem with beach safety. But that's one of the things that, you know, the sheriff has been focused on. They've worked with the board and with Supervisor Mueller about preventing these tragedies, because unfortunately a lot of people come out to the coast and they don't realize how dangerous the water can be. That being said, right now what I'm looking for is input from the community to see what their goals and priorities are. Because, you know, it's not about me and my personal priorities. It's about the community and what they want.
Speaking of traffic, one of the things that I've talked to people about, and we laugh about it, although it is a very serious issue, is Highway 92, of course. It seems like hardly a week goes by that there's not an accident which will hold up traffic. Even trucks overturn because they take the curves too fast. I guess from a traffic perspective, no easy way to deal with that, is there?
Unfortunately, there really isn't. The roadway is hemmed in by property and hillsides, so we're kind of stuck with where it's at. We can try and make engineering improvements, which I believe Caltrans has been doing, but we're still stuck with the base roadway, unfortunately.
When it comes to types of law enforcement, one of the things that I've noticed since I've been here, and my wife and I came to Half Moon Bay when we got married back in 1981, it seems like I'm hearing through next door and other sources more burglaries, more people stealing things. From your perspective, and I don't have the stats on that, and you live and breathe those things, so would you say that when you look at categories of criminal activity, what seems to be the biggest outside of, you know, let's say speeding violations and traffic accidents, how do we fare with burglaries and things of that nature out here?
One of the things we get a lot of is vehicle burglaries, because of the beaches, people coming to visit, they park their cars, they leave their cars, and criminals know they're leaving their cars. So unfortunately, that does happen. And it's been, we've had, of course, spikes and drop-offs. We have tried to get more patrol and dedicate the resources we can, but it's just difficult because you have numerous parking lots all along the coast. So that's something we're trying to address, but it does, you know, it's always going to remain a challenge.
I also hear sometimes people coming to our area from the city or outlying areas and kind of taking advantage of the things that you're saying. You know, the pickings are unfortunately, shall we say, easy from their perspective or vantage point. I guess, is there anything people can do? I've heard that one thing, you should never leave anything out where people can see it through the glass. In other words, put it in your trunk or try to hide it.
Yes, and I don't want to sound like it's victim blaming, because it's not. It's absolutely the criminal who burglarizes the vehicle is the one at fault. But exactly like you said, there are things we can do to help minimize the chances of it happening. And like you said, not leaving packages, not leaving bags, anything. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be of value. It could just appear to be of value. Putting them in the trunk, putting them out of sight, or better yet, leaving them at home while you go to the beach. So that can make it a less attractive target.
We talked about your duties, your responsibilities. When you were first told, or when you were first offered the position of where you are now, what went through your mind all of a sudden when you realized that you might be coming back to the coast?
Honestly, it was less that I would be coming back to the coast and more that I was flattered that the sheriff was selecting me, because I know how invested and engaged she is with the coast. So for her to select me was a huge honor. That was the first thing that went through my head. And it was afterwards that I realized, wow, I'm coming back to where I began. That's kind of interesting, yes.
Full circle almost,
full circle.
Yeah. Coming back, I'm sure that you ran into people that you knew where you were here the first time. Probably that made you feel welcome as well. Hopefully you'll be around for a while. One of the things that I've noticed is that it seems like people are assigned this responsibility, and within a couple of years they're off someplace else. Is that an automatic rotation type of situation? They don't want you in one spot for too long?
Oh, no. I think the sheriff definitely recognizes the value of having somebody in a spot for a prolonged period. In fact, that's one of the things she asked me. She wanted to make sure. It's like, hey, I want to provide some consistency to the coast. I want them to, because exactly like you said, when you have people that rotate through, it makes it difficult because they're always kind of catching up. And it can seem difficult to the public because now you have a new person every couple of years. So that was definitely one of the things the sheriff asked of me. And I think going bigger picture, yeah, she definitely recognizes the value of having people in places for extended periods.
In the old days, you know, you look at some of these movies, and there were what would you call them, beat cops, I guess, police officials that basically were assigned to neighborhoods, or that's where they hung out, and people knew them and would have coffee with them and have a relationship with them. In a perfect world, would you say it would be good to have people boots on the ground, like say on Main Street, where people can get to know the local police officer responsible for that particular section? But I guess that's unrealistic in this day and age, right? If we just don't have the resources for that, I imagine.
I would say ideally the first part, yes, that is the goal, is to have deputies that are engaged with the public, that they're on a first name basis, because realistically, we can't do our job in a vacuum. We rely on the support of the public, and it's building those relationships that gives us that support and enables us to do our job. And you are also right that this isn't the 50s. It's a different time. We may not be able to have that same level of contact, but that doesn't mean we can't do it. We just do it in different ways. For instance, we're having a Cops and Cones activity down at Moon Ridge, and we're going to have several of the deputies there, have our school resource, bringing out soft serve ice cream. And the whole idea being, get the families out, engage, talk, you know, put a name to the badge. And going forward, I'd like to do town halls and other places and formal events, but also informal events, exactly like you said, walking down Main Street, you know, talking to people when we're at the store, talking to people when we're in places where we can. I mean, obviously, if we're handling a situation, we can't do that. But there's so many times that we can. And I think a lot of times it's those smaller organic conversations that really build those relationships.
Well, with that having been said, and the fact that we are unfortunately running out of time, let me say to you that let the radio station be a resource for you to reach out and touch the community. We are here. We want to work with you. If there's anything we can do to support your efforts, please let us know.
And I appreciate that. And it goes both ways. I mean, we're here for you. We're here for the public. And again, one of the things is we want to make sure that everybody has access. Everybody is involved in the collaboration of everything we do. So, you know, please reach out. We're here for you.
Well, thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Captain Richard Chekoff of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office, responsible for law and order on the coastside. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.